Good morning. This is Build a Better Business. I'm Kathy Binner, and I am going to talk to you today about a mid-level offer. So I'm going to share my screen with you. So bear with me here for just a moment till I get to the right page. And whenever we talk about a mid-level offer, of course, we've already covered, you know, what is your VPS, your value proposition statement. Then from there, we've covered what is your story. You know, you have to put your story together. That is your marketing. And then we go into how you're going to serve your clients, and that is your selling. And then finally, we start talking about what offers we're going to use. And so there's that first level. Then first, there's a free offer. Then there's the first level, and then a midterm or second level. And finally, a third level. And then you have your fourth level. And finally, I even have a fifth level, which is a tribe trip. So for me, my first level is a free strategy call or a free meetup. And then I get into my courses. You can take a course, which is a little bit higher price point. And then you can actually join a mastermind, which is, again, a little bit higher price point than the courses. And then you can do one-on-one coaching with me, which then takes you to the next price point. And finally, you can go on a tribe trip with us. And again, we're all about freestyle living. And I love to travel. And so we've added the tribe trips to all of our services. So I'm just going to show you what that looks like for those of you that may or may not have been joining us in the past. And so this is what it actually looks like when you see the screen. You can see here where this is my, as I share the screen, oh, here comes Ruth, going to let her in. This is where I do my free strategy session. And then as you scroll down, you can see here where I do the free meetup and then the course and then the mastermind. Once you get past all of that, and I'll scroll on down, this is the one-on-one coaching. And then finally, it goes into the tribe trips. So that's what my website looks like when we're talking about offers. And today we are talking about our mid-level or our second offer, which for me would be the courses. And you can see I have several here that are coming soon. I have some that are already done as I'm scrolling back up my website. Today we are in this Build a Better Business and we're talking about our mid-level offer. And so mine is the course. And I'm just going to share some things out of the course. But for now, I'm going to stop sharing and jump over and say hi to Ruth. Hi, how are you doing? Good to see you. Can you hear me okay, Ruth? I just want to stop sharing and say good morning to you. So thank you for joining in. I just saw you over on Clubhouse. Well, I didn't see you. I heard you over on Clubhouse. Anyway, I am at my Florida condo and I'm trying a virtual background today. So we'll see how that works for me. It's not my favorite thing to do a virtual background, but in my little tiny condo, it's just a one bedroom. And so I'm using a virtual background because my office is in the corner of the bedroom. So, and Mark's out in the living room. So anyway, my office had been out in the living room, but then he felt like he couldn't move around or whatever. So anyway, I'm in the bedroom now. Okay, Debbie wants to know, what is the code for today? Let's see if I can jump up here and find it. There it is. Let me get her in real quick here and give her the code. All right, there. I sent that out to her, so she'll be joining us here in a moment. So anyway, we're talking about our mid-level or our second base offer. Mine is, all of my offers are kind of based on a baseball diamond. So I've got my free offer, and then I've got my first base, second base, third base, fourth base. And so we're talking about the second base or the mid-level offer. So I'm going to go back to sharing my screen because one of the things I want to talk about today in a mid-level offer is making it limited time. And that's so important when we're talking about a mid-level offer. Limited time offers are tried and tested way of boosting your sales. They're effective because of the specific way they increase your customer's feeling of urgency. Mm-hmm. This encourages them to act quickly and to make a purchase. So I want to scroll down and talk about What is a limited time offer? It's any kind of a deal that's only available for a certain amount of time. This can be anywhere from running an offer for just a few minutes or hours to days or weeks, especially if it's seasonal. Additionally, the nature of the deal can vary from free shipping to a free gift or a BOGO. And I do the BOGO oftentimes with whenever I'm marketing my masterminds and my courses, I'll sometimes do a BOGO. If somebody joins one, I'll give them two for the price of one. So that works as well. I'm going to stop here real quick, make sure we get Debbie in. We don't have Debbie in yet. Sorry about that. I was just looking to see if she was hanging out in the waiting room there. I didn't want to overlook her. So hopefully it'll pop up when she comes in. So, well, why run limited time offers? We've already mentioned that some of the reasons that make a limited time offer so effective, but let's take a closer look. And it's the psychological triggers that can help you develop your own winning limited time offers. First of all, it creates a sense of urgency. So we'll spend a little more time with this concept of creating a sense of urgency. Now, I don't know about you, Ruth, but I'm scrolling through Facebook and all of a sudden I'll see something that I'm interested in and it'll have that darn clock counting down, you know, this offer is good for another, you know, hour or 2 hours or whatever it is. And I know that I'm going to get busy with my day. It's going to get forgotten. And so oftentimes I'll go get my credit card right then if it's at a price point that, you know, that I want to pay. And right now I see a lot of offers out there. They could be first level or midterm level, depending on your pricing scale. On what you want your prices to be. But I've seen some at $27 or $47, and those are pretty easy to make a fast decision. You're thinking, I'd spend $27 just going to dinner. So yeah, I'm going to buy this for $27 and put it in my toolkit, if you will. And so I have several of those. And then over on my calendar, and I just want to show you my calendar real quick. This is my Google Calendar. And I have this little to-do list here. And one of the things is my save info list. And I've created the save. And these are the websites of things that I want to go back to. And oftentimes when I'm in my save info list, this is where I'll put those offers that I've purchased so that I have them. Because you know what? They get lost. There's Debbie, going to let her in. They get lost. And oftentimes you don't know, again, you know, you're thinking, I bought something like that. What in the heck did I do with it? And so that's kind of how I manage mine, is I just put them in that list. Limited time offers and limited quantities both play with the idea of scarcity. When there's a small quantity available, or if it's only around for a certain amount of time, people are actually more interested in the product and they're more motivated to act on it, which is exactly what happens. So it attracts new customers as well. Online shoppers are always a little hesitant to buy from e-commerce businesses that they're unfamiliar with. And so that's a part of the nature of e-commerce. There's no possibility of face-to-face interaction, except for us, we can do blog posts, we can do podcasting, so we can have some face-to-face. But oftentimes a customer will purchase one of your online products, a book or a download PDF of some sort. And so that's why you have to make sure you have the cost in there. That's something that, you know, they'll say, yeah, I can do that. I'll click on that. And everybody has their own threshold of what that is. You know, for me, I could buy $27 things all day long. $47, I start to go, do I really want that? You know, and so everyone has their threshold on what that cost is, on how sensitive they are to the cost. But when it's a limited time, I too have purchased maybe higher than what I normally would have because it's a product that I'm really interested in. It helps boost customer loyalty as well. So even loyal customers love limited time sales. When you offer these types of deals, it makes customers feel valued and they're more likely to make a purchase during the sale period because they're thinking, yes, I know that Ruth brings value. I know that Debbie brings value. If they're offering this for a discounted price, I'm in. I'm getting it now. And Ruth, a perfect example of that is when Wendy was doing the co-op, the collaborative book, I immediately jumped on the bandwagon because I definitely wanted to, to be on that train, if you will. So I jumped on board as soon as I saw she was doing that. So you can even frame your limited time offers as a discount that's just for the loyal customers. And again, Wendy's doing that again with the book, with the 99 cents just for friends and family, you know, the 99 cent pre-sale of the book just for friends and family. So it makes your friends and family feel special because they're like, hey, I get it for this really great cost. And then it can decrease your card abandonment rate. One of the less intuitive ways that time limited deals can boost sales is through a shopping cart abandonment. There's an actual program that you can click in that if somebody puts something over in their cart and then walks away from it, that they'll get an email that'll say, did you want to finish this purchase? And so because it's time sensitive, it will encourage them to take action. And then there's also an exit intent pop-up as they're starting to leave a site. A little pop-up can come up and say, hey, don't forget to register for this or that. So it's an effective strategy to boost your sales. So after reading all of these points, you won't be surprised. That is also an effective strategy when it comes to increasing your revenue. So again, I don't know. I don't know what all Wendy did on her for this co-author book project. I know what I paid. I know what the ticket was when she first put it out there. But if she had 20 authors jump on board, she's made a nice sum of money. And I don't know, again, I don't know her budget. I don't know how much she has to share with other folks, but she's made a nice income just off of this one co-author book project. Now, it's not without work. She's doing a lot of work behind the scenes to make it happen, but that's how it works with a limited time like that. And so there's 10 tips for promoting your limited time offers. So the first one is you could promote free shipping. Now that's if you're selling an actual product that you're going to ship out. And that one is very effective when, again, I go to Amazon all the time, I get free shipping. So I'm constantly, if I can order on somebody's site direct, or I can order the same item from Amazon, oftentimes I'll order it from Amazon because it's free shipping. You could promote a free gift. If they get something, they get a free gift. It's a limited time incentive that you can make use of. Then there is also a limited time offer to stop the shoppers from abandoning their carts. This could be a digital product or an actual product for a limited time. And again, that's what got me with the co-author book project. You know, that train was going down the track and it was going to keep right on going whether I got on board or not. And because it had that limited time as it was going past me, I decided to get on board because I didn't want to miss it. You can use countdown timers. We've all seen those. You know, you open up a funnel of some sort and here's that clock ticking away. You've got, you know, 1 hour, you've got 58 minutes, you got 56 minutes, you got that happens a lot when you're getting tickets for a concert. And you know, you click in to get your ticket and it says this ticket that you've selected is good for the next 5 minutes or whatever. And then it starts counting down and you're scurrying around because you finally found the concert you want, you found the seats that you want, and now you're scurrying around to get your credit card out so you can get those tickets purchased before that timer goes all the way to zero. You could also leverage a holiday season, but not only holidays, but all kinds of days, any type of a government holiday or any type of even seasonal, like, just it's Christmas time or it's for summer, just anything like that. You can create a holiday season, seasonal sale. And that can even be for digital products, depending on what your product is. You can build your list for upcoming limited time sale. The lead up to a limited time sale is a great opportunity to build strong email and SMS list. I can't say that. You can promise subscribers that they'll receive special deals or early access. So that's a great opportunity as well. And again, that's kind of what we're doing with the book right now, you know, 99 cents on iBooks just for friends and family. And so see, it's a limited time opportunity. So you can do this on digital products as well as actual, you know, tangible, like you're selling a candle. You can promote products with a limited inventory. So if you don't have a budget to offer lots of discounts, you can still create a sense of urgency by that fear of missing out, you know, like this is only going to be out here for a limited time, or I'm going to take the first 10 people that sign up. And again, you can do this on all types of products, digital or actual products. First-time purchase offers if they're a first-time customer. So online store owners are always confronting with the problem of high bounce rates and not enough first-time visitors. You see this a lot of times in cell phones early on. It was all about, if you're a new customer, you can, we'll give you a free phone with. And so now, because the market on cell phones is so competitive, you're seeing a lot more offers out to everyone. But that's a good example of where they had that first-time offer. Then there's one-day offers. It's a single-day event. And you can do this with, creating some sort of a masterclass, a one-day masterclass. And it's only good for that one day that folks can get into your program for a discounted price just through that attending that masterclass or attending, watching the replay. But there's going to be a time frame that they have to join whatever it is or buy whatever it is before that runs out. And so anyway, you can create sticky bars to remind visitors. Now, a sticky bar, it's a great tool for promoting your limited time offers across your entire site. A sticky bar is, how do I describe it? Have you ever tapped into a website and wherever you scroll, this little link just stayed with you? It followed you up and down that homepage. As you scroll down, it stayed with you. It's called a sticky bar, a sticky button. And what it does is it roams with you on the page. It never leaves you. And so no matter where you're reading, if you go, I am interested in that, boom, right there it is. You don't have to scroll back up to try to find the link. And so that's why those sticky bars are good. And then there's the pop-ups too. If you're starting to leave a website, it might pop up and say, hey, did you forget to register for this, one-day masterclass or whatever. So those are all kinds of ways. And so if you want more customers to make it all the way through your conversion funnel, a limited time offer is one of the best ways to guide them along. And we see it a lot in the funnels that we're seeing out there. So whether you're running a huge semi-annual sale or quick flash sales, pop-ups are the most surefire way to ensure that your customers see your limited time offers. And don't forget about using the power of a limited time offer to stop cart abandonment. And again, that's an app that will simply send an email out that says, we see that you started to buy this and you didn't finish the process. Do you still want to continue? And so that helps folks get through that process. Now, for me, again, for you that have been following me for some time, you know that my website is on Vista. And no, Vista does not have sticky buttons and Vista does not have, where that button will roam with you as you scroll up and down the page. And so my version and what I've done is for this is here is where you schedule your free strategy session with me. And then I simply place that button here again. And as you scroll down my page, everywhere you scroll, there is that schedule your free strategy. I have sprinkled it after every single module on my website, schedule your free strategy. So no matter where they are, they're like, yeah, I am interested in this course. Oh, good. Right here, I can talk to Kathy. I can schedule my free strategy session right here. They don't have to scroll back to the top of the page. After each module, there it is. And it goes all the way through my website where they can get the free strategy session. So that's what I did on my Vista, because Vista did not have that sticky button or that scrolling button that followed them. And so that was how I solved that. And Vista also doesn't have a pop-up at the end. So no matter how far they scroll past all of my products, they're always going to get this schedule your free strategy session after every single module. And I allow one strategy session a day, Monday through Friday at 4:30, and I use Calendly. And so if you click on the free strategy session, it takes you right over to my Calendly. And I can then mark off dates, like I'm in Florida now. And so I've marked off these last 2 weeks while I'm here because, Mark's been so patient. He waits for me while I do my Zoom calls. And so we want to enjoy some time while we're here in Florida. And so I didn't want to have to stop every day and do a strategy call. And so I simply marked it off. So now when you come over here to July, you can see I've already got my Fridays are filled. There's a couple filled here. So I've already got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 already filled in. And so I have these still available. And so you can see, and it only goes out with Calendly. It only goes out a couple of months or a few weeks. So this is not booked. It's just Calendly hasn't populated this far out. And so what it does is it makes people, again, it's a limited time. See, they're thinking, oh, I'll go in, maybe I'll book for December. You know, well, by December, they've already forgotten what they wanted to talk to me about. And so this only allows them to go out so many weeks, and it's rotating. So as the months unfold, Calendly keeps populating on out. So here in another week, this week will be populated here. So anyway, that's how Calendly works. It's kind of a sweet deal. It's a free thing. And so that's how my website works, is as soon as you click on this free strategy session, it does take you right out to Calendly. So again, I'm getting a lot of, as a matter of fact, I've got a one, as soon as I get back from Florida, I've got a full week of strategy calls already scheduled. And so again, as far as offers go, you know, I've got my ebook. Yes, I want the free ebook. And then here is the book that I was talking about with Ruth, where we're, what's why we're in Florida this week. Is we are going to listen to Ruth speak at an event over in Delray Beach on Saturday morning from 9 to 2 about what is your superpowers. And we also are going to promote the co-author book project. And so again, you can actually click right through here and it takes you right to purchasing the book on iBooks. And it brings you right out to this this Apple book link up here. So it takes you right to the book. So anyway, make sure when you're putting your website together that all your links are working. Go in and test them and make sure they work. And by the way, we also have a speakers bureau here, and you can be a speaker or if you need a speaker. And then the one thing that I'm a little bit famous for is my calendar right on my homepage, where it's easy to find everything. You can click through on any event and it'll take you right to the details with the actual Zoom code or registration. And it's right here. So every time you need that, it's right there. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share today, was how to make your offers a little more time sensitive. So I've stopped sharing. I want to come back and say, hi, Debbie, how you doing? Good to see you.
Good morning.
Yes, you've got your virtual background. This is my virtual background. So I'm giving
I gotta tell you, I love it.
Yeah,
I'd love to be living there.
So this is like a little coffee shop background, you know, a little modern upscale. Here's a little counter over here and a little modern upscale coffee shop. So anyway, it's all good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, I happen to be at my daughter's. I'm house sitting.
Okay.
And I have a duck duty at 6 a.m. So
a what duty?
Duck. D-U-C-K.
What does that mean?
Ducks. I have literally to go out and take care of the ducks at 6 a.m. in the morning.
I love it. I love it. Oh, that is too fun. I love that.
I don't mind. I mean, the ducks are great. I've watched them grow since they arrived here as little chickies. And now, I mean, they have their feathers. They're beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And the girls named them all, the females, after flowers.
Okay.
And then the male duck is a dandelion, but Dan for short.
Okay.
So I have duck duty at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. And at noon, I have to make up this most grotesque snack for them.
So you're house sitting for how long? How long are you there?
Just a few days. They went to Ogilby for their family reunion.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
I love it. So anyway, today we're talking again about the mid-level offers. And so Debbie, have you decided, and again, we've got the free, the first base, second base, third base, and home run. So your free one, and then first, second, third, and fourth. My fourth, if I, and I want to work backwards. So my free one is either my strategy call or my free meetup. That's my free one. My last one is going to be my tribe trips.
Okay.
Okay. So if I work backwards, then my third base offer is my one-on-one coaching. Then my second base offer is going to be my mastermind, and my first level offer is going to be my courses. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So I start with a free strategy. People can just click through. I showed you the strategy button all the way down because I don't have the sticky button and I don't have the floating button and I don't have a pop-up because I'm on Vista, and Vista is limited in some of those. Now, some of your, like Ruth is using WordPress, and Ruth can do all of those depending on what plugin she puts in. I don't know about HostGator, Debbie. I do know that I know that's what you're using, and HostGator does have the pop-up. So you can use the pop-up. And so anyway, the point is, for your free is that you want to get folks to tap in, and that reminds them to, you know, to do that before they leave the site. And so mine is that strategy button all the way down, so they can click there, or they see that I've got these free meetups. So that's for free. It's, they really don't have any skin in the game except some time. They don't have any money in the game at that point. Then my courses, are very inexpensive, and I can share that again. And I'm scrolling backwards on my website, and I'm just going to start at the very top. Like you can see here, I wanted everybody on my website to have a system. It's all about a system. Everybody wants to know what's the system for my transformation. They can do the complimentary strategy call, a free meetup, the course, a mastermind, the one-on-one coaching, and the freestyle living trips. And all of that together makes them a part of the freestyle living tribe. And my tagline is design your path to freestyle living. So they can jump in at any spot. If someone says, I don't need to talk to Kathy, I know Kathy, I'm just going to go straight for the free meetup, or I'm just going to buy a course. You know, I don't want to talk to Kathy or go to a free meetup. I'm just going to buy the course, because the price point is such that, you know, and again, like I said before, I stopped sharing my screen the first time. Everybody has a different level of what is a midterm offer or a high level offer. I'm seeing a lot, like I said, a lot of $37 offers, $27 offers, $47 offers. I see a ton of those out there. For some folks, that might be a mid-level, but for some folks, that might be a first level. So it depends on who your audience is and who you're trying to attract. And for those of you that know me, you know that my whole mission is to help folks, an earlier version of me, you know, the gals that were single moms and, you know, working two minimum wage jobs. And so I never want to get my price point real high. I want to keep my price point low, because oftentimes the folks that need it the most are the folks that can't afford it. And so I'm trying, that's my market. That's who I'm trying to help. Because again, my storytelling is my marketing, but my serving is my selling. And that's the group I want to serve, are those folks that struggle financially. Those are the folks that I want to serve. And so I want to keep my price point down. And so my strategy call is free. My meetups are free. But then when you get into the courses and find one here that's already done, here is the Happy House Hunters. And see, again, limited time, got to have that urgency factor. It's only $197 for the course, and unlimited use. When you click through on one of the courses, it'll give you an idea, like here it is. And here is like, who is it for? Anyone? What is it for? Online course? When? Do it whenever you have time. It's all online. Where? You can complete it anywhere you are. Why? Because you want to work from home. How? Just click enroll on the course. And then it tells a little bit about me as the instructor. And then it goes right into what the course curriculum is. So they can actually take a look, say, what am I going to get for my $197? And they get a bunch. So they can just go through all of this and see what it's all about. And once they get to the bottom, they'll say, well, when does this course start and finish? And well, it starts now and never ends. So they're like, okay, I spend $197 and this is never going to end. It's all completely self-paced online. You decide when you start and when you finish. And then it'll say, how long do I have access? Lifetime access. And then what if I'm unhappy? Well, we never want you to be unhappy. And so your contact information will automatically be deleted from the database after 30 days. And they'll get a refund. They can simply unsubscribe and they'll get a refund for the course. So then it says, get started now. And there's the $197 and they can, and or they can do 6 payments of $39 each. So they click whichever one they want to do. And they just click through. And it automatically, now this is on Teachable. And so it automatically takes care of all of the bookkeeping for you. And that's why I like the Teachable program. Because it's a great sales page and Teachable does it for you. You don't have to create a sales page anywhere. And again, I'm scrolling backwards up the sales page. It tells you everything that comes with this course. Okay. So anyway, that's just an idea of what those look like. But now back to the page. See, then there's the mastermind and this one is $25 a month. And so again, you're thinking, okay, you're thinking, do I want to spend $197 or do I just want to click in? Because this mastermind, it comes with the course. If you join the mastermind, you get the course. All of mine are divided out the same way. And so just to give you an idea, because I'm terrible at math in my head, at $25 a month times 12 months, that's $300. So you can have a free meetup. Basically, I'm going to round this $200 for the course, $300 for the mastermind and the course. So for an extra $100, you get to be in the mastermind. So a lot of folks are thinking, I'd rather do this, the $25. You see how I make it so affordable that when they come across here, they're thinking for an extra $100 for the entire year, I can have the mastermind and the course. And so again, this is how that works. You can pull it up. And it tells what our mission is here and what our promise is to our students. Kyle and I are both doing the mastermind together on this particular lane. It tells a little bit about me and a little bit about Kyle. Then it goes right into the curriculum. And when you get to the bottom of the curriculum, the course is included with the purchase. And it shows that this course is included right in with the purchase of the mastermind. And then it gives you those questions again, and then to get started. So all of this is on Teachable. Once you, and it's plug and play. Once you fill in, I'm scrolling backwards back up the page. Once you get over into Teachable, and all of these sites are very similar. Once you get there, it just automatically populates. It'll just say, what's the name of your course? What's the, you know, who's the instructor? What? And so you can save videos there. You can save your blog post there. You can save all of it on a site like Teachable or Thinkific or Kajabi. There's probably, I don't know how many there are, but this is a course platform. And if I go up here and let's get my picture and our names out of the way here. If I go up here and just put in course platforms, I don't know how many there are out there. Yeah, here. So we've got Thinkific, Kajabi, Teachable, Learn Worlds, Podia, Learn Dash, Academy of Mime, Razuku. I mean, it goes on and on. These are all of the actual platforms. But the ones that are most popular, these are the top three right here, Thinkific, Kajabi, and Teachable. And mine is Teachable. So these are the top three. So I did, oops, sorry about that. So I did an actual search one time where I said, compare. I finally narrowed it down price-wise to Teachable and Thinkific. And I said, compare these two. And Google actually did a comparison for me. And I could, and so I chose Teachable and I'm happy with it so far, but it's a great place to actually start creating one of your offers if that's what you want your offer to be. Now, I'm not saying that that's even what you want your offer to be. So when you think about it, Debbie, what are you thinking if you had your free, and then you had your first base, second base, third base, and fourth base, what would you fill in for those items? What would be your free offer?
So
what's the free thing you want to give away?
What did I say last month? I forgot. Well, let me go at it this way. So what I would do probably is do a free meetup. I think I want to create a free meetup group.
Okay.
And then it would be very easy for me to create a course out of whether I wanted to do the organic farming probably that's probably where I would start first,
because we talked about you just videoing what you do on a normal day, right? Anyway, you just have to have a platform to save it,
right?
So that you can monetize it. You just have to have a place to save those videos so that you can monetize them. And I like the membership site. And the reason that I'm sold, and I know I say this all the time, the reason I'm sold on a membership site is that once you start with $25 a month, and let's say you're, and again, I teach in my real estate course, I teach what is your freedom number? What's the amount of money that you need to make working a job optional? And now if you're retired, you know, that might be a little different, but you still might have an idea. But let's just say I'm going to pick $3,000 a month. If we each had $3,000 a month coming in, we'd be in pretty good shape. In our area. Now, I don't know about Ruth. I don't know if what your, I don't want to call it your budget, but I don't know what costs are in your area. You know, housing costs are so different. Like, for example, you can buy a house in Ohio versus buying a house in Los Angeles. You know, sometimes in a lot, you might need the $3,000 just to make the mortgage payment. So, but that's not the case in Ohio. So again, your freedom number is going to be your freedom number. That's a number. And what I teach in the real estate is to go back for 6 months and log down everything that you're spending every month. You know, even if you're buying, if you'd like having a pizza party every Friday night, include that in the number. If you like eating out two or three times a week, include that in your number. But anyway, go back over the last 6 months and don't leave anything out. And just really write down what is a nice, fun lifestyle for you on what you're doing already. And then average that out and over, you know, add it all up and then divide it by six and get your average per month. And that's probably going to be your freedom number. But for example purposes today, let's say it's $3,000. And if you divide that by $25, you only need 120 members in your membership site to generate $3,000 a month. And you're going to build it over time. You're not going to have that when you first start. But if you start adding content, all of your videos on what you're normally doing, you can then repurpose all those videos. So you create the video and you can do it on Zoom. That's the easiest. Zoom automatically will separate the audio video on one track and the audio only on a second track. And so at that point, you now have, I'll call it the video, includes the audio. You have the video that you can put on a platform for your members, but you also then have the audio that you can pop over onto a podcast platform. So now you've created a podcast and you didn't do anything other than just do what you normally are doing. And so with that, you can have content every time you do one of those videos, you're just adding content. And if you kind of wanted to write a little something out ahead of time so that you know exactly you hit all the points when you're doing your video, that can be your course. So you can create the course, you can have the video, you can have the podcast, you can just, and it just creates itself as the weeks unfold. You're not sitting down going, I have to create this whole website course and videos. And no, just week one, just do week one. That's all you need to do. And then save it, upload it into your platforms, put it out on to your podcast, put it over into your membership platform, put it out as a blog, you know, sprinkle it across your social media. You're done. You're done for the week. And you don't even have to think about it. You know, let's say you're going to do this every Tuesday. I'm just making up an example. You don't even have to think about it until, you know, next Monday. And all you're going to do is you're just going to start with your bullet point outline on what you're going to do. That's all you need. That's all you need. And then when you do it on Tuesday, you're going to record it. Now you've got your written part, your recorded part. Now you're simply going to upload into your different platforms. You're going to put the video over in your membership site. You're going to put the audio only over on your podcast. You're going to then sprinkle it out, or you're going to take then and put it out as a blog, and then you're going to sprinkle it out across your social media. And you're done now for another week. And after a year, your tribe will find you as you put that content together. Your tribe will say, I can't wait to see what she does next Tuesday because I'm loving everything she's doing. I need this. I want to learn to do this. I am going to tune in. And if I can't tune in for whatever reason, I know I'm going to join that membership site so I can get all the replays, or I'm going to go at least listen to it on the podcast, and I'm going to find out how to do, because it's what they want to learn how to do. And so they're going to start following you, and your followers will just grow and grow and grow. And then all you have to do once you start to get a following is now just make a little segue over into monetizing it. So now you can say, I bought this, you know, at Amazon the other day. I'm going to put the link in the chat. You guys need to get this. This works really well. And here's how it works. And you can, you know, even do a little demonstration using it in what you're actually doing. And now folks are going to tap through on your affiliate link, and you're going to make money through your affiliate links, as well as folks joining your membership site. And if you just get into a habit of consistency, now is the key. Once you can wrap your mind around what you're going to do, then just doing it every single week is the key. Even if no one shows up, you have to just continue to do what you do every single week, just like a job, just like you'd have to clock in, just say, you know what, hey, Tuesday it's 5 or whatever you pick, I've got to do this, and just schedule your calendar around it, because it's your job, it's what you do. So anyway, you'd be very surprised after a year, looking back, when you measure back, just how far you will go with that. And you will actually create your own little tribe that will be your raving fans, and they'll follow you no matter what you're doing, because you're delivering what they want to know. And you're in, and your message is important. It's very important. So if you do a meetup on the front end, and what would be the thing that somebody would do that would make you want to go out and celebrate? And I'll give you an example. When I got into the nail salon business, I studied and studied and studied and studied and went through my training. And then I had to take this state board exam. And I remember being so nervous. And Kelly was my partner. They jokingly said, how do you know Kelly? And I go, oh, well, we held hands for 6 months, because we did a 6-month course, and I was either doing her nails or she was doing my nails. And so we held hands for 6 months. And so they're like, oh, that's how you know Kelly. I'm like, yeah, we went to nail school together. So anyway, once we got out of nail school and it was actually time, you know, to start working, I was like, okay, I've got to get really good at doing these acrylic nails. That's going to be my livelihood. And I remember my first client, I still, to this day, I can remember my first full set. And that night, now I made, I don't know, a full set of acrylics is like $45. And so I made $45 doing my first full set of acrylics. And I remember I went out to dinner that night and celebrated, And I probably spent more than the $45 on dinner. But the whole point was, is I had my first client and I celebrated. And so now when I look at mine with my free meetups or my strategy call, then it goes into the courses and the mastermind. And then it goes into the one-on-one coaching. And finally, the tribe trip. I celebrate if somebody buys a tribe trip, because that's going to be my big hurrah, because my whole goal is to help folks transition from the life they have now into freestyle living with their entire budget in place in passive income, so that they can do a tribe trip and not say, oh, I can't go, Kathy, because I got to go to work. I want them to say, sure, I can go. Yeah, my income is going to come in no matter where I'm at. So anyway, yeah. That's the whole point. That's what I'm after. So what would be your big aha, go out and celebrate if someone purchased what from you?
Became a customer of Melaleuca.
Now, a customer or an actual downline?
Associate? Okay, that's different. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
My guess is that you would want them to be an associate, because you're going to make more money. If you do the math, you'll make more money off of someone being an associate that they're also outselling than what you would make for somebody that just became a customer.
Yeah, you're right. Yes. Yes.
So I would think your home run would be the associate. So then if you back up, you've got three in between. So you're going to give your free thing on the front end, your free meetup on the front end, whether it's a masterclass or a challenge or whatever you decide to do for free. They become an associate on the top, which would be your home run. And so then work backwards. Where would them being a client come in? I would think maybe right under becoming an associate might be somebody that decides to sponsor you to come and promote the Melaleuca products. Because now they're helping you get a bigger audience. So maybe your third base offer might be, I don't know, back in the day when I was doing Mary Kay, we had home parties. And you'd have a hostess have a home party. And then I would show up at somebody's house and they would have like 10 people as an audience that I otherwise wouldn't even know about or wouldn't know about me. And so my hostess would be very important to me because my hostess brought me 10 more people that were interested in buying my products. So with Melaleuca, you know, if you might have some sort of a program where they got some free something or other for getting together, you know, with 10 people or 20 people or whatever. Does Melaleuca have anything like that?
Well, I can create something, but you don't want to get in a habit, because then they might get the wrong idea of what we stand for. But in answer to your question, or the level, it's easy enough where if someone wants me to introduce Melaleuca to some people, I can do a Zoom for them.
Okay.
Or, you know, and have it be just as easy as if I was in a, you know, one place.
Right.
Because when I would do it at night, you know, a lot of people don't want to go back out. It's the summer months, blah, blah, blah.
Well, then your third level offer might be a masterclass. We can call that a masterclass where you might have one person. And you might say, you know, they might share that they're interested in a particular, let's say, weight loss. And they say, do you have any products for weight loss? And you go, yes, we absolutely do. And here's what we have. And you might say, I'm doing a masterclass on that, you know, coming up here in a couple of weeks. And let me send you the link so that you can send it out. And they might say, well, I'm part of this, you know, this mom's group. And, you know, and that's the question that keeps coming up. And you can say, well, let me send you the link and I'll give you, I don't know, something.
Right.
You can't necessarily discount the product, but you might be able to give them something for sending the link out for you. Mm-hmm. And so maybe a masterclass. So now we back up and we still have level one and level two. So I think level one is just somebody buying, just a client. So you're going to do a free meetup. It could be a masterclass. It could be a 5-day challenge. You know, you could have a 5-day challenge of, I did a 30-day challenge. Remember, this was back not too long ago, a year or so ago. I did a 30-day challenge of the 30 bags in 30 days of decluttering your house. Remember when I did that? And I had all kinds of people jump on board on that one. And so, so my guess is that you could, for your free one, you could do some sort of a challenge or a free meetup of some sort. And then your first level offer is if somebody becomes a client.
Yeah.
I'm writing this down.
Me too.
So they become a client. And then your second level offer, you might not necessarily a tribe trip, but you might, and this could be your second or third, you might flip these. You might do an actual live event. A client appreciation event. So you could do something like that, a client appreciation event, or it could be the masterclass, and you could alternate those. So let's say, for argument's sake, and it has to flow. So picture this: you do a free masterclass on going green. Because that's a big deal right now with everything that's going on in the world. That's a big deal right now. And what really affects people the most? Saving money, going green, saving money, going green to save money. And so you have your masterclass going green to save money. And you now have, you know, 30 people that tap in and maybe 10 of them decide to buy something. So now you say, hey, I want to do, you know, out of these 10, you could do a little poll them, whatever. What is your hot button? They might say, well, I want to go green. And my big concern in saving money is my cleaning supplies. I want to get rid of all the chemicals out of my house. And you can say, you know, I'm doing a masterclass on that, you know, here in a couple of weeks. And so now you give them the masterclass for a small fee to get into the masterclass. And now out of that 10, they might bring some other folks along, but let's say 5 people decide that, yes, I'm buying the whole kit. You know, how many times have we gone to I'll call it a masterclass. It was usually in person, like with Mary Kay at somebody's house. And they walked away buying the whole set of Mary Kay. And that wasn't cheap. I mean, they didn't buy, they just didn't walk out with the skin cream. They, because the way the person sold it was like, you have to have this step and this step, the 4-step process. And so just for tonight, remember that limited time, just for tonight, anybody here gets it for $10 off. You know, well, you know, you might have half of the group buy the whole set because it's $10 off. Because they just saw you demo it, see? And so that's what you're showing in a masterclass is how to demo stuff. And so at that point, then once those people buy, you can say, you know what, I'm doing an in-person client appreciation, and this is your cost to come, almost like a retreat. And this is what you're gonna get at the retreat. This is the stuff I'm gonna show you and whatever. And then from there, those people are gonna go, you know what, I wanna do this. I wanna be an associate. I wanna sign on and actually sell this stuff. So once you kind of have, that's your funnel, see? Mm-hmm. And then as it plays out, your only job now is to just keep adding content. Now it doesn't have to all be Melaleuca. This can also be through the homesteading. This could be with the fairy gardens. It doesn't matter. It can be with all of that.
Yeah, because there's so much of our products that can join into the organic farming.
Right.
And excuse me. And once you learn that you have other purposes for a product, then you're more apt to say, well, gee, I didn't know that. And, you know, I have ants and I'm going to get the tough and tender so that I can, you know, spray for ants and spiders. Mm-hmm.
And it not have all those chemicals.
Right. Right. Yeah. Go ahead, spray it around your pets. They're, you know, it's not going to hurt them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I have a funny story to share.
Storytelling is marketing. What's your story?
That's right. We were with our daughter yesterday and Sandy.
Okay.
And she was telling us about how Ryan always watches YouTube videos.
Okay.
He had a Sharpie that had dried up. And so he researched how to, you know, reactivate it. So the procedure was spin it really fast in a circle, right?
Okay.
Yeah. The only thing is the video didn't tell you, what do you do when the Sharpie explodes all over the wall, the TV, the furniture?
Oh, and, no. Oh,
yes, that's exactly what he did.
Oh, and, no.
And she proceeded to say, you know, she used this, nothing worked. And my husband popped up and he says, well, why didn't you call us? We got the Solumel that'll work for that. She goes, you know, and she even had to go to Lowe's and buy paint to repaint half of the room where Sharpie was all over. I said,
and it probably didn't cover very well.
No, but the room is dark enough where you can't see it. And the paint ended up costing her $50 for a gallon.
Oh, plus the time to paint. She had to prep the wall and move the furniture and put down stuff. And yeah.
And the funny part about it was they didn't tell their dad. And she had to get the room painted before he came home from work on Saturday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm going, what were you thinking? I mean, it would have gotten it off the walls. It would have gotten off the clothes. And so, you know, call mom and ask her what to do.
Wow. See, now if you had a platform like Teachable, Thinkific, Kajabi, one of those, you could have a resource.
Oh.
So you could have a whole resource section that they could go search, you know, if this happens, what product do I use? Because I would think that that might be a big question about with your clients about, okay, I love Melaleuca, but you know, they're not utilizing it even to the fullest extent that's possible.
That's right.
And
that you mentioned that I have a information information pamphlet.
Yeah.
That was created and it shows 100 plus ways to use Solumel.
See? Now, yep. I'll just give you an example and I'm going to share my screen one more time. Go back to, that's the course. There's the mastermind. When you come down on my mastermind, this is the Happy House Hunters mastermind. And I want to scroll on down. I'll come to it here pretty soon. Here it is. Independent contractor resources. They can find out appliances, attorneys, basement repair, blinds, carpet cleaning, you know, on and on and on. It's a whole resource center. And you could do a whole, you could do a whole resource center on Melaleuca and put your PDFs there where they can even download it and print it out if they wanted to.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's a perfect thing to add to your platform.
Yeah.
Because I have so many experiences. You
just
want to
add more and more value, just as much right. value as you can add. And it, what it is, see, is as your year unfolds and you create these videos and you'll start to get your niche. You'll start to feel comfortable. You'll start to see what your audience is asking for. And you can just keep adding value and adding value and adding value. It's an ongoing process, but the whole thing just kind of creates itself.
It does.
You don't have to sit down and say, I have to create this whole thing by next Tuesday. No, you just have to create the first module, the first step, the first topic, the first product, just one.
Right. Well, okay. You've given me a lot to compile here, and it's easy. I mean, I have all the videos that I did last year that, you know, they're still relevant. It doesn't matter.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So
I love it.
I do too. Thank you so much for this personal help.
Yes, Ruth had to jump off. She sent me a little note on the back channel. She had to jump off because she had another commitment. So anyway, this has been a great session. So I just kind of want to get the wheels turning on how you can start to put together your offers so that as you unfold, you know, your business plan, you kind of see where you want to plug in different offers. And it's not carved in stone. As you think it through, the only thing you have to remember is it's by price point.
Yes. Yes.
You can use a masterclass as your free one. You can use a masterclass as your third level if you charge for it, depending. So it's the only difference is the price point. You want to put them in order of price point on your flyer, your funnel, your home page of your website, wherever you're going to do that, you want to put them in order by price point.
Okay. That'll be easy. It's just doing it, right?
Yes. And again, back up and get the big picture. Like I'm doing, you know, the freestyle living. You can do the going green with Debbie Marks because everything you do can be under that umbrella. So as you create that homepage and that funnel, Melaleuca is going to be just a part of your going green. Your homesteading is a part of the going green, and even the relaxing part of having a hobby of making the fairy gardens, all of that can come under your going green umbrella.
Yeah.
So as you're putting your products together, you know, you could have, like I have different lanes. So the masterclass that I do or the free meetup that I do for the Happy House Hunters is different than the free meetup that I do for the Ohio Writers Guild. So the free meetup you do for Melaleuca is going to be different than the free meetup you do for the homesteading or for the fairy garden. So you're going to have these different entrance points to get to your business products.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's going to be some folks that are homesteading that's going to want to buy some of the Melaleuca stuff.
Right.
And
right.
some of the Melaleuca folks that are interested in going green are might be interested or could be or very well are interested in the homesteading.
Mm-hmm. Well,
lots to think about.
It is. It is. And I'm not overwhelmed but what I'm doing is writing down some of the things that I know I already have.
Yes. Yes. Repurpose as much as you can.
Yes. Yes.
Because once you have something, see, then you can repurpose that. It can be part of your content. It can be your blog. It can be a video that you make. It can be then sprinkled out across all your social media. It can be the same thing.
Yes. Yes. All right. That sounds great. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for today.
Yes, I love it. And thank you for jumping on. And with that, it's a little bit after one. So we're going to sign off. And let's see, do I have anything else? Probably this Friday is a free, it's our free one. It's at the top of the funnel. And it's creating a 5-day something, either a 5-day challenge, a 5-day mastermind, a 5-day masterclass, it's whatever, it's a 5-day something. And each person that's in the group gets a turn to facilitate a 5-day just to practice.
Oh,
and yeah. Linda Thomas is starting this Friday. It's her turn to facilitate. And on the free one, we're using John Maxwell's book, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. That's what we're actually, the masterclass or the master 5 weeks is on, because it's material that's easy to follow. But it's to show you that you can take your material and do a 5-session of something and create a tribe that way. So anyway, the free one is this Friday. The mastermind, if you want to get in on the mastermind one for free as a founding member, that starts the 27th at noon.
That's the one I do the one on Friday morning at 10.
We're just starting for this is our first one. It's the 27th at 12 noon is our first one. I just now created that mastermind because we got a couple of folks that are ready to do their own material now. And they're like, Kathy, it was great practicing with the John Maxwell book, but now we want to know what to do with our own material. So that starts on the 27th. Anyhow, calendar. Wherever you are, just go to my calendar. You'll find the times and links. Everything will always be in the calendar. So whether you have your phone, your computer, wherever you are, you can always just go to kathybenner.com and look at the calendar.
Okay.
That's where all of that is, all automatically. And if you're using a Google calendar, you can just click on the little plus button and it'll add it to your calendar.
Yes, that is nice.
Yeah. So let me show you real quick and then we'll go. So when you're on my website and I'm scrolling down to my calendar. So if you click here, can you see this button down here? If you click down here, it'll add all of the events over to your calendar. If you just want to add a certain one, like here, here's the 27th and there it is. This is how to create your own mastermind, masterclass, or challenge. Then right down here, copy to my calendar.
Okay.
It'll copy just this event. If you do this plus button, it'll copy all of the events over to your calendar. If you open the event and do just this link, it'll copy just that event over to your calendar.
Okay.
But you'll see here's the mastermind where you can join, but right there's the Zoom code. It says click the following link to join the Zoom call. So the Zoom link is right there, in it. Okay. And all of them are that way. So no matter what event, like today's event, the Build a Better Business, right there's the link.
Okay.
That's the easy place to find everything. I'm kind of famous for my calendar. Not everybody has their events all laid out like this and you're searching all over the place. I don't know about you, but my life gets so busy. I'm like, what's that link? Now, when is that? What time is that? And so mine are all in one place and everything is there. Either the registration is there to get the link or the actual link is there on all of them. So it's nice and easy to get to.
Okay, cool. Thanks all right, for showing us.
All right. Anyway, I'm going to go off now and I've got another call coming up for my Happy House Hunters group. And then I've got a publisher's call with my publisher later on tonight. So I'm excited.
Cool. And
my chapter is done and it's off to the editors already. So I'm just waiting to hear, what updates the editor wants me to do. So,
yes. And you're all doing this from wherever you are. You're not at home. So that's encouraging.
I know, freestyle living. That's what I'm about. And that's why I love the tribe trips. So, and the tribe trips are all on the calendar too.
Yes. Yeah.
It's all there. All right, kiddo.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for joining in today. And we'll see you next time.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.